Life in Adam，
这是在基督里面的生命的源流。
This life in Christ，
那么亚当是前人类的总干部。
So this Adam is represent all humankind。
如果既然是前人类的总代表
，Since the representative of all mankind，
就不需要第二个代表了。
Which means you need not the second representative。
前人类他代表了。
Because he represent all humankind，
对不对呢？所以就不需要一个代表。
So you need not the second representative.
如果前人类只有这个代表的话
，If there's only one representative of all humankind，
这个代表错了，前人类就错了。
Then when this humankind has wrong, all men have wrong.
这个代表犯罪，前人类都犯罪。
If this man have sinned, all men have sinned.
这个代表死了，前人类跟着死。
If this man die, all die.
这不是上帝的旨意。
This is not the will of God.
因为上帝的旨意。就是要我们在基督里面领受永远的生命。
Because the will of God is that in Christ we must have eternal life.
所以罪以至于死是工价，不是旨意。
So in sin and we die, that's the wages and not the will of God.
罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
上帝的应许乃是永生。
But then the promise of God is eternal life.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
上帝的恩典在我们主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
But the grace of God in Christ is eternal life.
所以这里罪的生命源流
So the stream of life in sin
面向死亡
It faces death.
而恩典的生命源流
And the life of grace
是把我们带到永生那里
It brings us to eternal life.
所以这里罪跟恩典就变成两个相对词
So sin and grace began an opposite term.
你在罪中
You are in sin.
你就在亚当死的生命源流里面
Then you are in the dying life of Adam
你在恩典中
But if in grace
你是在基督永生的生命源流里面
Then you are in the life of Christ Jesus
回到刚才的话
When you come back
全世界人的总生命代表就是一个 亚当
The representative of all the life of humankind is in Adam
那为什么还需要第二个代表
Why is that we need a second representative
第二个代表
The second representative
是要把人从这个死亡的去向走向死亡的生命从这个源流中间拯救出来把他们带到新的生命源流
It saved her from this stream of death into the eternal life
所以人类需要第二个生命源流的总代表
So then man need a second representative of eternal life
哇你说我没有想到这么大的事情
You see I never thought it's so great
那这些就是罗马书第五章十二节开始这一段的总的这个序言
So this is then the preface of the Romans of the 5 in verse 12.
你听完了，你现在一看你就很明白。
Now if you read verse 12, you understand.
所以现在我们再看罗马书第五章第十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界。
And therefore,
死又是从罪来的。于是死就临到众人。因为众人都犯罪
And therefore just as sin entered the world through one man And death through sin And in this way death also came to all men Because all sinned
啊，我们大家一同来读一二三
这就如罪是从一人入了世界死就是从罪来的
死就临到众人
因为众人都犯了罪
这句话逻辑上好像很难明白的
Logically it seems very difficult to understand
所以我刚才用了那么长的时间跟你解释背后的这个关系
That's why I spent so much time to talk about relationship dynamic of this
那这里给我们看见什么呢
Here what do you see
有一个人
One man
这个人把罪带到世界上
This man have brought sin into the world
那个罪就临到所有的
And then sin come to all men
所有的人叫做罪人
And all men have sinned.
而所有人也犯了罪。
And all men have sinned.
哦，你现在我现在明白了。
Now I understand this.
因为有一个人
，One man, you say.
这个人犯了罪。
This man has sinned.
这个人是总代表。
And he is a representative of all mankind.
罪就因为这个人临到众人身上。
And because of this man's sin come to the all men.
那么众人这样就变成罪。
And because of that, all men are sinners.
啊，众人也自己也犯了罪。
And they themselves also have sinned.
所以讲，因罪人就产生罪人。
So because of one sinner, it produces sinners.
这个是一个，这个是。
This is one. This is many.
这个众人原文希腊文是所有的
And many means all.
所以一个人把罪带到所有的人的罪的范围
So one single man has brought sin to all men.
那你说是不是总代表呢
Isn't he a representative?
当然是总代表。
Of course he is.
那这一个人是谁呢？
Who is this man?
这个人是亚当。
He's Adam.
因为亚当犯罪。
Because Adam sinned.
所有的人都做错。
All men that have sinned.
你说这怎么公义呢？
How is it justified to say
that? 亚当是亚当，我是不当。
Adam is Adam. I myself.
我不肯当他的。
I don't want to take his sin.
亚当自己当。
Adam will take his own sin.
我不管，没有关系。
It's not related with me.
没有办法的。
No way.
为什么呢？
Why?
你如果不相信我一讲你就知道你多么不公义。
Because if you don't believe, I will explain to you. You know you're so unjust.
如果你很聪明
，You're very intelligent, you are.
IQ 258
IQ 258
哇，你做什么事厉害得不得了。
Whatever you do, you're very good.
人家说，你知道你是谁的孩子
？People ask, do you know whose son are you?
你是爱因斯坦的孩子。
You're Einstein's son.
你是怪不得这样聪明。
Oh, now I understand why I'm so intelligent.
爱因斯坦，我爱国斯坦。
You are Einstein's son.
因产生国嘛。
Because he produced you.
说我的父亲原来是爱因斯坦。
So my father is Einstein.
可惜他死了还不知道他生了我。
Oh yes, that he doesn't know he.
怪不得我这么厉害。
And that's why I'm so clever.
所以如果你父亲很好。
If your father is good.
你承受他的好。
And we inherit all the goodness of him.
你喜欢吗？
Would you want?
哎，我问你啊，不必装腔作势。
Would you want?
如果你父亲很厉害
，If your father is very clever，
生下你很厉害
，And you are also very clever，
你喜欢吗
？Would you be happy？
如果你父亲坏蛋，生下你更坏的蛋，你喜欢吗
？If your father is an evil man and you are a more evil man， would you want it？
你就不喜欢了
，You wouldn't want it。
所以单单这件事就证明你是不公义的。
So this is proof that you are not just，
对不对呢？啊，因为你是不公义的，一下就证明出来了。
So it's proven that you're not just.
所以你是罪人，也就证明出来。
So you're sinner, also proven.
就这么简单。
So simple.
我们都盼望承受最好的。
We all hope to inherit good things.
我们不愿意承受不好的。
We don't want to inherit evil things.
所以被身为聪明的孩子而天资比人更高一级，你感到是理所当然的。
So you're born to be intelligent, and you thought it's not only too reasonable.
但如果你父亲是罪人，生下个罪人，你罪人，上帝不公义，亚当自己当，我不要当。
But if your father's a sinner, you're born as a sinner, say I don't want it.
所以呢，上帝不逼自己另外证明你有罪，你这样两件事情一比，你不公义就证明你是不义。
So God doesn't have to prove that you're a sinner because these two things will prove that you're a sinner.
但是问题不在这里解决了。
But the problem is not solved here.
问题是亚当凭着什么资格把罪带到？全世界来
It is only but based on what is qualified to bring sin to the world.
这是代表性的问题。
This is a thing of representation.
所以有两种原罪论的解释法。
Now there are two doctrine of original sin.
第一种原罪论的解释法是什么
？The first doctrine is
亚当犯罪
，After Adam sinned，
那么他跟妻子夏娃这个结合。
Then he can have this intercourse with the wife，
为有了性的关系。
Intercourse with the wife，
那么生的孩子。
Then children were born.
就性关系把罪因种在孩子的身上。
Because the sexual relationship and this seed of sin is planted in us.
这样的慢慢就产生了性的本身就是一种羞耻的一个恶的事情。
And then people say that because of that there's evil in the sexual relationship.
所以性的本身就是把罪传下去的。
Because sex itself to pass down evil.
那么这个道理到底对不对
？This kind of teaching is it right?
有一些人很古。古怪的传道人还是这样相信
And some people will believe this
但是全本圣经没有这样清楚的教导
But the whole Bible never teach it this way
罪从一人传到众人是圣经讲
And the Bible only says that sin comes to the world through one man
但是上帝没有说罪从一人发生性关系去传到众人
Because it never said sin because one man has a relationship with others and produces sin
这种思想呢
So this kind of thinking
曾经在奥古斯丁的头脑闪过
It had come into the mind of God
在他的笔下写过
and his writing also
也影响许多许多代的神学家
also is influenced many of these theologians
到了马丁路德加文改教的时候
when it comes to the reformation of Martin Luther and Calvin
要忠于圣经
because they want to faithful to the Bible
回到圣经
and to go back to the Bible
归正神学就放弃这个思想
so reformed theology renounced this teaching
加文绝对不接受是因为性交的关系罪传到下一代
and Calvin would not take that because sexual relationship sin is passed to us
那么如果 罪因为亚当一人传到众人。
And if it is because Adam's sin come to all men,
我们不相信也不接受，是因为信的关系传下来。
If we do not believe and accept sexual relationship passes into us,
那么怎么解释罗马书五章十二节的话？
Then how would you interpret chapter 5 verse 12?
罪基一人传到众人。
And since sin has come to the world through one man,
众人就成为罪人。
And then all have sinned.
而且众人都犯了罪。
And all become sinners.
那怎么传下来？
How did it being passed?
这个叫做 imputation.Of sin.
And the 罪的归算，
罪怎么归算到他的下
面？ How does sin be imputed?
我再说，归正神就用代表性的原则来处理这个事。
So Reform theology teaches in terms of representation.
你说代表性是怎么去了解？
How do you understand representation?
我说代表性就是代表就变成整个族类的一个真正的这个记号。
Representation means that we all have one stock, and that's a sign of it.
这样，亚当是人类的代表。
So that Adam is a representative of mankind.
我们因为他的代表性，我们都因为他的犯罪被称为是罪。
Because of his representativeness, that's why in him we all have sinned.
你说这样，上帝不是不公义吗？
You say then God is not just.
好，现在我问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
当日本人打仗的时候
，When the Japanese have war,
是谁最先宣布要打仗的
？Who is the one who declared this war?
不能够随便一个日本人，我要打仗。
No single Japanese will say, I want to fight.
那么全世界就跟日本打仗。
And then the whole world will fight with Japan.
一定是日本人最有资格的代表宣布日本要打仗，大家才认为日本打仗。
Of course, the most qualified representative of Japanese will declare that there will be war.
那么日本最有代表的资格的人是谁啊？
Who is the one who is most qualified to say that?
天皇
，the emperor of course，
帝王不可以的
，the only emperor，
天皇才可以
，only the emperor。
所以日本天皇说，我们宣布打仗，当然他不是用国语讲
，the emperor of Japan will say that we declare war。
全世界知道这个不好玩了
，so the whole world knows that there will be war。
因为日本从十九世纪结束的时候。已经蠢蠢欲动，盼望统管全东亚。
Because since the end of 19th century, this Japan have this desire to conquer the whole Southeast Asia.
那个时候，他们有个天皇叫的明治美吉。
And Meiji is the emperor.
就明治了，个子不大，又看了这个整个日本人都是矮矮的，他气死了。
So Meiji is not grown tall, and you see the Japanese are so short.
他看到这个英国人、美国人个个高头大马。
You see that these are the British and also Americans are so stout and huge.
看看日本人都是低头小马。
And so that all the Japanese are so short.
妒忌万分。
So they get envy.
所以他就想一妙想天开。
So he thought of this way.
怎样使日本强起来？
How can we have Japan to be strong?
怎样使日本的个子大起来？
How can we have Japan to be strong and tall?
矮种吃很多，结果只会胖不会高。
So if you are short, you eat a lot, you only get fat laterally.
有什么办法呢？
What to do now?
所以他就产生一个明治维新运动。
So he has this movement called Meiji Revolution.
那么明治维新呢？
So this revolution
后来就影响了我们中国的这个满清时代的维新运动。
It also affected the Manchurian kind of revolution.
那我今天不提那个事情。
So I'm not talking about that today.
康有为、梁启超，你们都知道。
Because you know about 康有为 and 梁启超。
但是康有为、梁启超的维新呢，根本是失败的。
Because 康有为 and 梁启超 they failed in the revolution.
What's a revolution?The renewal.
The renewal.
那后来呢？这个孙中山的革命才真正成功。
So it is only when this second son had a true revolution and he was successful.
但是呢，明治维新是成功的。
But this Meiji, this renewal is successful.
明治维新没有革天皇的命，却把整个日本人维新起来。
Because they did not pull down the emperor, but also revive the whole Japanese.
那么怎么维新的话呢
？How do they revive?
他想了想，日本人这么矮，把他拉回断了。
You see, Japan is so short, you cannot pull them, they'll break.
拉两次不但没有长，泻肚子。
You cannot pull them because they'll break.
拉三次，这个脊椎都断了。
Because even the spinal cord will break.
怎么办呢？
What to do now?
他想一个办法。
He thought of a way.
日本女人。
He said the woman of Japanese.
尽量到外国去。
They'll go to foreign country.
尽量跟外国人恋爱。
And they want to have love with others, races.
墨西哥人跟这个巴西人跟美国人尽量跟那些高高大大的男人恋爱
and also get married to those who are tall and stout
然后把他们的后代怀孕以后马上离婚带回日本
and get divorced after that, and then bring her offspring to Japan.
所以他们一有了孕了，我要回家，回去不回去了。
So when they are pregnant, they'll go back to Japan.
所以二十世纪的日本人比十九世纪的日本高很多。
So the Japanese of 20th century much taller than 19th century Japanese.
换一句话，他们已经没有真正纯日本种的那个这个高的人。
Which means they do not have this true bloodstream of the Japanese.
反正你到日本乡下那些嫁不出去的。孩子们都还是小小的。
So if you go to the villages whereby those people are getting married, they'll be still very short.
奇怪，不但日本小小，日本马也小小的。
And only Japanese are short, even their horses are very short.
所以明治天皇下一个命令。
So the Meiji or the Emperor gets edit.
给你们几年的时间。
I give a few years.
几年挤也挤了，日本所有的矮马都要杀死。
Such a day you must kill all the short horses of Japan.
不可留下一匹。
You will not leave a single one to be alive.
这个是马历史中间最悲惨的逼迫。
So this is the persecution of horse history.
那我自己到日本去问这个事情。
So when I went to Japan and asked about this,
不但证实了
，It's true.
明治天皇说什么呢
？This emperor said,
所有的马
，all horses,
全国。
The whole nation.
到那一年、那一夜、那一日没有死。
On that year and that date, if it's not dead,
如果被找到的话
，if it's been found,
养马的要砍头。
And the owner of the horse will be beheaded.
所以那些养马、爱马的看来看去，当然我割了我的头。
So the horse lover say, I love my horse, but I love my head too.
所以有的舍不得把他的小马杀死。
So they want to kill their horse.
但是到最后一天的时候
，the last day,
照镜子看看自己头很可爱。
You see, my head is more lovable.
所以就把马杀死了。
So they kill their own horse.
到了那一天的时候
，So when it comes to that day,
全日本的马都死了。
All the horses in Japan have been killed.
很可惜嘛。
They're very pitiful.
怎么办呢
？What to do now?
其实。名字早就想好。
This emperor had thought of a way.
他又怎么样使下面听他的话呢
？How would he have the people to listen to him?
他先把王宫里面所有的矮马先杀死。
He first himself killed all the short horses in the palace.
这就像孔子讲的话。
Which is what Confucius said.
这个呢，上行，下面就跟着行。
If you will do from the upper level, all the followers will follow.
上不正，谁令不行。
Because if the higher rank will not do it, then the people following will not follow.
上正不令而行。
If you are right up there, then all people will follow.
所以呢，这样全日本都听他的话。
So the all Japanese listen to him.
那么没有马怎么办呢
？But without horses, what to do?
所以在还没有那年那夜那日来到以前
，Before that day that year comes,
他已经用国库里面许多的钱去买蒙古马，买阿拉伯马。从西方最好的马种都带进的。
He spent a lot of money from the treasury to buy horses from Arab from Mongolia.
所以二十世纪的日本马比十九世纪的日本马就大很多了。
So the horses of 20th century in Japan is much taller and stouter compared to 19th century horses.
人大很多，马也大很多。
So the Japanese grow up and horses also grow up.
但名字没有说挤了挤了挤的，所有日本人都杀死，他不这样讲。
So the emperor did not say on Saturday all Japanese must be killed.
如果他把马的办法用在人身上，人讲来讲去他先死的。
If you use a method to treat the horses to his own people, he himself had to be killed first.
啊，你听了这个你很有兴趣，对不对？
所以 you're interested with all this.
所以这些的过程
，all this strategy
是一个人定的
，came with one man.
这个人是日本的总代表。
He is a representative of the Japanese.
讲了以后
，after said it,
整个日本不能逃脱他所定的办法。
So the whole Japanese have to follow this edict of him.
这个叫做代表性。
What is my representation?
你明白我的意思了吗
？You understand now?
所以一国有一个代表。
There is a representative in the whole nation.
权力大到一个地步。
He has such a big power.
他的话就成了全国都要遵守，都要承受。都要承担的责任。
His word become a responsibility whereby the whole nation would have to shoulder.
到了1905年呢
，So when it comes to 1905,
日本发展的海军小小的战船把这个东方的苏联的战舰把它围攻，把它打沉下。
And the Japanese navy actually conquered and demolished also the Russian navy.
所以日本变成东方开始一个很重要的强国。
So it become a very strong power in the east.
当日本强起来的时候，中国正在弱下去。
When Japan became stronger and stronger, China became weaker and weaker.
日本呢，看看中国地这么大。物产这么丰富，所以呢，他们口水流三尺长。
So the Japanese see that China has such a big area and also big resources, so they want to take it.
所以什么办法呢？
So what to do now?
日本人买了山东的梨子。
So they bought a pair of 山东，
分给学校里面的学生吃。
They give it to all the children.
学生吃，哇，真的好吃。
This is good.
你们要不要每天吃这种东西？
Do you want to eat this every day? Yeah! Yes, of course.
好，以后去打山东。
Then you better conquer 山东。
有当兵去打，以后你们就可以。
有晓得有 conquer 山东， you have all these pairs.
日本就侵略中国了。
So they invaded China.
后来慢慢野心越来越大了。
So they are more and more ambitious.
侵略东南亚了。
Conquer all these
areas. 更大了。
And all more ambitious.
就珍珠港的事件。
And the Pearl Harbor incident happened.
用敢死队飞机冲到美国的战舰里面，把他们一架一架把它冲，把它爆炸。
So their squad actually bombed all the ships.
这种自我牺牲使国魁强起的日本精神是很可怕的。
So they are willing to sacrifice themselves so that they bring their nation to be strong.
哇，美国才发现。见这些矮鬼不简单的。
It is only then the Americans realize that these short people are terrible.
所以美国才卷入第二次世界大战。
And that's why Americans are involved in the Second World War.
那第二次世界战应当是德国跟日本胜的，不应当是美国胜。
In the Second World War, actually it must be Germany and Japan who
为什么
are victorious.
因为美国人那个时候是受了杜威哲学的影响。
Because the American was at that time influenced by Dewey's philosophy.
杜威的哲学呢是很实用主义的哲学。
And Dewey's philosophy is very pragmatic.
实用主义叫做 pragmatism.
Pragmatism.
Pragmatism 最大的三个思想家就是 William James, Charles Peirce, 还有 John Dewey.
These are three important people in the Dewey's of pragmatism.
是这些人把美国搞成一个有物质的享受却没有深入头脑的一个民族。
It is this pragmatism that makes these Americans to enjoy many materialistic blessings but not with mind.
所以实用主义的哲学家没有办法使一个国家变成心灵刚强的国家。
So the philosophy of pragmatism can make people rich materially but not mentally.
那你读书读什么？
So you study what for? You study.
我读原子能。
I study atomic power.
啊，没有用的。
No use.
我读什么你知道吗？
You know what I study?
我读电脑，马上可以赚钱。
Computer science can make money.
所以所读的都要有用的才叫做聪明。
So even what you study must be pragmatic.
读了没有用的就叫没有用。
Then you are clever, if not you are not.
什么叫做有用的呢？就是能够用。
Useful, which is you can be used.
没有用的就是没有用。
And you are not useful because you cannot be used.
有用的叫有用。
And you are useful because you can be used.
叫做实实在在能够用。
And truly can be used.
实实在能用的叫做实用主义。
And truly can be used because it's pragmatic.
你懂吗？所以大家呢，哇，读了书，拿了博士，所能的做的就是普通事情。
So you study very well, but we can do a common daily things.
欧洲不走这个路线。
But not with the Europeans.
欧洲钻研，钻研，无论能用不能用，真理是钻研的越深越好。
European want to study in depth, in truth, whether it's pragmatic or not.
最会钻研的是谁呢？
And who are the one who can study well?
犹太人。
The Jews.
是奇怪的。全世界最奇妙的民族就是犹太人。
The most amazing race of the whole world is the Jews.
他们到现在全世界所有犹太人加起来可能还没有一个墨西哥的城市人口那么多。
Until today, all the people of Jews in the whole world, the population is equal to the city of Mexico.
现在全世界最多人口的城市，从去年开始是中国的重庆。
And since last year, the densest population of the whole world is in Chongqing.
因为中国政府把重庆四周所有的小城市全部归成一个大重庆市，所以三千万人口。
Because all the small towns have now been grouped under the greater this 重庆市，
那么全
30 million people.
全世界犹太人就不过差不多一个城市，一个重庆市。
And the population of the whole world of the Jews is only equal to this.
但是
But then,
人口这么少的民族，在历史中间拿最多诺贝尔奖金的就是他们。
A race with such scarce population, but yet the highest number of Nobel Prize winner.
他们最可惜的就是还没有接受耶稣。
It's very pitiful that they accept Christ Jesus.
但是他们从圣经里面领受上帝的智慧，比什么民族都更好。
But because from the Bible they accepted and received the wisdom of God, which is higher than all races.
那我现在把这个二十世纪历史讲出来，那你以后再听这一段，你更明白就是。
So now you understand what 20th century history before you read this verse.
我相信没有人这样解经法的。
No one has taught the Bible this in this manner.
那么我要你融会贯通中西古今哲学文化艺术宗教。总结合去明白圣经。
Because I want you to understand all these principles and philosophy before you understand the Bible.
为什么实用主义的美国会来打胜仗呢？
Why is that this pragmatic US can win the war?
连日本都不怕他的。
Even the Japanese are not afraid of them.
为什么日本要打美国呢？
Why can Japanese want to conquer, invade this
US? 把美国的太平洋的舰队把它打垮了以后，日本统治这个中国跟东南亚就完全没有困难。
Because after they destroy even the navy, the fleet of this American, there's no problem for them to invade all the nations in Southeast Asia.
但是最后
，But then finally,
1945年的时候
，In 1945,
美国怎么会胜呢
？How is that this American won the war?
你知道为什么吗
？You know why?
为什么
？Why?
啊？你不知道
？You don't know?
因为他每天有 In God We Trust 这样。
Because in US dollars, there's a word called In God We Trust.
全世界的钱只有美金上面写 In God We Trust.
You know, in the whole world, the currency only Japanese have, US have a note saying that In God We Trust, only the American dollars.
我告诉你，为什么美国胜了？
You know why American won the war?
你注意下面听。
Pay attention.
因为他发明了原子弹。
Because they invented the atomic bomb.
那么发明原子弹的是什么人？
But who then invented the atomic bomb?
是犹太人。
The Jews.
怎么会在美国？
Why is that he's in America?
因为爱因斯坦在美国嘛。
Because Einstein was in US.
爱因斯坦根本从来不在美国。
And he has never been in US.
怎么会在美国？
How come he came to US?
因为他从德国搬到美国。
Because he moved from Germany to US.
是不是上帝说爱因斯坦搬家？
Because said Einstein, you better move your home to the States.
听得清清楚楚，所以他就搬
了。Very clearly heard, then he went.
不是
，No.
因为上帝不要希特拉打胜仗。
Because God doesn't want Hitler to win the war.
上帝不要希特拉打胜仗，很简单。
And、very simply, he'll do that.
只要叫他恨犹太人，他就不能打胜仗。
And God just asked him to hate the Jews, so he cannot win the war.
当时美国对原子能完全不懂的时候
，The American at the time know nothing about atomic energy.
在德国已经研究原子爆炸的可能性研究很久。
But Germany has studied for many years about atomic power.
啊，这里面。最重要的人就是爱因斯坦
，and the most important person is Einstein。
这个犹太人头脑过于许多人头脑
，and this man's mind is so bright。
所以应当来说是德国打胜仗才对。
Actually, it must be the Germany who win the war。
不但如此
，not only so，
希特勒下令
，Hitler make a command，
你们一定要做一种汽车，不用水，可以在沙漠高温之上一直走不会停的。
You must make a car without water that can run continuously in desert.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
你的车 Toyota, Mercedes, Volvo, BMW.
No matter what car that you have.
你的水缸一空的时候，你机器一定坏。
The water tank, if it's empty, then your engine will be hurt.
希特勒说不管。
Hitler said, I don't care.
我下令。
I give a command.
做一种车不用水，在撒哈拉沙漠那边跑来跑去。也不会机器停下来。
You want to produce a kind of car in the desert, run, but they want to die.
我科学家讲真的，就想出来。
Scientist then invented
什么车啊
？What car?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
不用 radiator.
Without radiator.
从来不加水。
And never add water.
就是希特拉下令做出来。
And that's because it comes from Hitler.
第二次世界大战的时候。
So at the time of Second World War,
德国发明了 Volkswagen.
Volkswagen was invented by Germany.
美国要打仗发明了 Jeep Willys.
And Jeep Willys was invented by Americans.
吉普车。
Jeep.
但是吉普车一直要喝水。
The Jeep would take water, have to take water.
不然一干了它就死了。
If not, when the radiator dried, then you were,
Volkswagen 不必的一直跑。
Volkswagen continues to run.
这样的呀，应当是德国车，因为他们的 technology 高得不得了。
So it must be Germany that win the war.
但是。
But then.
结果一定要德国失败。
But Germany failed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝把德国人带到美国去。
Because God has brought the German people to America.
怎么样带到美国去？
How to bring them?
因为上帝让希特拉心里刚硬去恨犹太人。
Because God allowed this Hitler to be hardened his heart to hate the Jews.
所以他杀了650,000个犹太人。
So he killed about 6.5 million of these Jews.
许多犹太人就跑到美国去。
So many of the Jews ran to America.
原子弹才在美国找。
And then we find atomic bomb.
原子弹在美国造了以后。
And then it was manufactured there.
就可以打日本。
Then it can invade Japanese.
如果是在德国造，德国一定不打日本，因为德国跟日本是好朋友。
If it's invented in Germany, he will not bomb Japanese because they are good allies.
所以当我讲到这里的时候
，So when I come to here,
我告诉你
，I tell you,
历史是不是人决定的
？History is it decided by man?
历史的方向当然人决定了很多的因素。
Of course, man have many factors in the direction of history.
但是最重要的时刻
，But when kind of most important moment,
神。一个手指把转弯转一点
God just move a finger a little bit and twist it
基督徒啊
Christians,
你一定要相信神是历史的真正主宰。
You must believe that God is a true master and lord of history.
大家说一二三，神是历史的真正主宰。不但如此
，Not only so,
希特拉说
，Hitler say,
向西打。
You must conquer the invader west.
Goring, 他的将军说
，He's a glory, he's a general say.
General Goring,
General Goring,
向西打。
You must fight from the west.
希特勒说不。
And this Hitler said no.
向东打。
You must fight to the east.
就因为这一句话。
And because of the one statement.
所以呢，希特勒权柄比 Goring 更大，整个德军就向苏联打，结果就打败了。
Of course, this Hitler has more authority as compared to the general, and he fought to the east and he failed.
所以在最后一秒钟的神一插手。全世界的方向都变了。
So in the last second, when God intervened, the whole direction of history changed.
所以世界上有地位的人不要骄傲。
Those who are high position in the world, don't be proud.
你穷的，你苦的，你病的，你受逼迫的，不要惧怕。
If you are poor, you are persecuted, you are weak, don't be afraid.
你的人上面有神。
Because above man, there is God.
Amen. 如果你没有这个信心呢
？If you don't have the conviction,
你做人很可怜的。
It's very pitiful to be a man.
如果你有这样的信心呢
？If with this kind of faith,
你可以像我这样，累中间还很有精神。
I'm so spiritually well.
病的时候还很有信仰。
Even though I'm weak, I'm still have faith.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
这个信仰是真的事情。
This the conviction is true.
如果我们用这个题目来讲，讲几个钟头讲不完。
We can spend hours talking about this topic.
上帝是历史的真主宰。
God is the true master, lord of history.
这个题目好不好啊？
不会特别好。
所以当原子弹炸下去的时候
，So when atomic bomb was dropped,
天皇打电话到广岛那里去。
The emperor called 哪个大帝？
天皇。不是 Hiroshima,
Hiroshima.
他打电话到广岛去。
When he called Hiroshima,
现在怎么样
？What happened now?
那边不没有消息。
And there's no.
为什么不回答
？Why is there never reply?
那边早就死了，怎么会回答
？They're all dead.
整个城市炸到变成平地了。
So the whole Hiroshima was demolished.
气得要命，怎么没有消息
？He got so angry,
气得不得了，白白气。结果呢，两天以后
，Two days later,
人来对他说
，People reported to him,
广岛不广不岛了。
Even this,
Hiroshima is no
more. Hiroshima is no more.
已经没有了。
No more.
尸体给他看的时候
，You only see the cup.
吓死了。
So frightened.
这个炸弹不像炸弹。
Not an ordinary bomb.
像50倍的太阳。
It like a sun with 54 brightness.
不是打下来再炸的。
Not a bomb when it touch the world.
天上爆炸就这样把整个广岛把它炸。
But if the air exploded, so it demolished the whole city.
我不管。
I don't care.
再打下去。
The fight.
第二例再来了。
And second one comes.
现在不是 Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Nagasaki.
Nagasaki, 哦，把它炸掉了。你放下去的时候。
So when they drop in Nagasaki,
其实那一次是要炸东京的。
Actually, they were supposed to drop in Tokyo.
空天气太不好了。
But the weather was not good.
所以转到长崎就把它放下。
So they turned to this Nagasaki.
后来长崎完了。
So Nagasaki was also demolished.
现在他知道了。
Now he knew.
天皇
Emperor
是地上的虫。
You are only about a worm in the world.
不是天皇，是地虫。你是谁呀、
啊、？Who are you？
你的百姓一个一个炸弹下面你就完了。
One by one, your people will be killed.
炸到你的王宫，你也完了。
You come to your palace even.
怎么办呢
？What to do now？
天皇下令。
And emperor give an edict.
我日本天皇
，I'm the emperor of Japan.
宣布投降。
Declare now with surrender.
日本人没有投降这个字的。
And in Japanese, there's no such word surrender.
日本人与其投降，不如破釜自杀的。
They even kill themselves.
这是他们的常例
This is their tradition.
这么大的传统
This is their tradition.
这是很久以来他们的一个习惯
This is their practice.
何况天皇怎么可以向外族投降
How can the emperor surrender themselves?
没有明白的
No, there's no way to understand.
所以日本民族的理性不能接受这个事情
So this Japanese mind cannot accept this.
但我问你
But I ask you.
有没有人因为不顺服天皇日本就变成不投降
Would there be anyone who go against the emperor and then the Japan would not surrender?
不可
能 Not possible, why?
因为他是总代表
Because he is the representative
当总代表投降的时候
When the head of representative is surrender
就是全国投降
The whole nation surrender
无论你赞成不赞成
No matter you agree or not
无论你气不气
No matter you get angry or not
无论你怎么反对
No matter how you oppose
没有用
No way
因为他是代表
Because he's a representative.
那现在你明白吗？
Now understand.
明白了吗？
You understand.
代表性的地位。
And the position of representativeness.
你没有办法抗拒。
No way to resist.
这样当亚当犯罪的时候。
So when Adam sinned.
他是向魔鬼投降。
He has yielded to Satan.
他犯了罪。
When he sinned.
抵挡上帝。
He go against God.
妥协于魔鬼。
After he compromised with Satan.
向魔鬼投降。
And yielded to Satan.
那是全人类都在亚当里面向魔鬼。
So the whole world in Adam yielded to Satan.
这是归正神学的原罪论。
This is the doctrine of original sin of Reformed theology.
罪怎么进到这个世界来？
So how the sin came to the world?
你说他犯罪，我没有犯嘛？
He sinned, I never sinned.
所以呢，他犯罪是他的事，我没有犯是我的事。
So he sinned that concerned him, it doesn't concern me.
他投降，你自己为他算账，不要跟我算。
He yielded, but although he is accountable, not me.
你们知道不知道？
Do you know?
当日本投降以后，
After Japanese is surrendered,
还有一些日本人从来不知道他的皇帝已经投降。
There are still Japanese who did not know that the emperor has surrendered.
日本皇帝在哪里签投降书？你知道吗？
You know where that this emperor signed?
美国兵把他带到这个海里面去签。
They took him into a ship,
into ocean,
into the ocean.
在哪里呢？
在
密苏里战舰上。
It's in the Missouri warship.
不是在日本的土地上签投降书。
Not upon the earth of Japan.
是在美国的战舰里面签投降。
But in the warship of Missouri.
你不签吗
？America.
啊，就把你丢下去了。
You won't sign. We'll drop you to the sea.
这个不是日本的这个领土。
This is not the Japanese earth.
这个联军的战舰哦。
But it is an allied ship.
这个天皇有什么办法？
The emperor has no way.
你这个天皇，不如说就普通皇好了。
You're not the heavenly king now.
他就在那签
的。So then he signed.
签了以后。
After he signed.
全世界生效。
So you effectively become whole world.
第二天。
The second day.
全世界的报章，天皇投降。
Is announced in all the papers of the world that the emperor has yielded.
从明治维新以后，直到那一天，日本人最大的羞耻。
It's the most shameful day of the Japanese.
他们面皮丢尽了。
And they feel so shameful.
战败过。
They have been conquered.
亡国奴。
And they have been conquered.
要签条约。
They have to sign the conditions.
承认错误。
The terms. They have
made their own. 向全世界投降。
And to yield the whole world.
羞得不得了。
So shameful.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这个代表性就是这个意思。
That's the meaning of representation.
他们就广播，天皇投降了，这是日本广播电台。
It is being announced that the emperor now has surrendered.
日本国中央广播电台。
And this broadcasting.
全日本的百姓也听，天皇投降，天皇投降。
All the Japanese hear the emperor has surrendered.
那么天皇把收音机开起来，天皇投降，他们自己感到害怕。
Even that whole emperor heard about the broadcasting, he himself feels shameful.
那么日本人一下子都听到了。
And the Japanese all heard.
但是那一天呢？
That day,
有很多很多的日本兵在婆罗洲，在印尼，在这个 Papua New Guinea, 在菲律宾打仗，他们没有听到。
Many of the armies in various places in the Southeast Asia have not heard it.
为什么？
Why?
因为1945年那个时候，很多太平洋的岛屿都没有无线电。
Because in 1945, in many of the islands do not have the wireless set.
所以他知道不知道天皇投降？
So do they know that this emperor has surrendered?
知道不知道啊？
Do they know?
我知道。
They do not know.
有人就告诉他们。
Some told them.
你不要再打了。
Don't fight anymore.
你天皇都投降了。
Because emperor has surrendered.
你神经病。
OK, that means
天皇怎么会投降？呀，把人家打一巴掌。
OK, the emperor surrenders.
所以这些不投降的。
So they wouldn't want to surrender.
你这不投降多久呢？
那 how long would that be?
可能到最后35年里面，还有人在野林里面一直不投降。
Even for 35 years later, some of them in the forest they continue to fight.
因为他躲在野林，一直为天皇想，我要怎样打胜仗。
Because they hide in the forest, they want to fight for the emperor.
但天皇的后备军没有来帮助他。
But then the army didn't come and help them.
所以一直躲在森林里面。
They're hiding in the forest.
吃树根。
They eat the roots.
吃果皮。
Also the
吃果子。
Of the tree.
讲过了几十年。
The fruit for 35 years.
等到他老了。
When they were old.
有人给他就抓出来了。
They were being captured.
你天皇早就投降了。
The emperor has surrendered.
没有这个事。没有可能。
No, 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 no.
他们把那个几十年的报纸给他看。
They showed them the paper.
你30岁的时候，这个天王就投降，你现在65岁还不知道。
因为哥弟也是死人的，原来65，你不能到。
你还很骄傲吗？
他就会 proud。
为什么骄傲呢？
我还是要 proud。
不知道。
Because you didn't know.
所以我告诉你
I tell you,
你的天王已经投降
Your emperor has surrendered.
你说我哪里有天王
no, Where did I have this
你的天王就是亚当
Adam
亚当是人类的总代表
Adam is a representative of all humankind.
总代表投降你还要骄傲
So when he surrendered, you don't have to be boastful.
亚当犯罪
Adam sinned.
亚当后来死了
And died,
罪就来到全世界
Sin came into the world.
死也来到全世界
And death also come to the world.
全世界都犯罪
The whole world have sinned.
所以第一句罪来到众人
So the sin come to many.
这是罪的地位来到众人
There's a position of sin coming to humankind.
这是原罪
Original sin.
后来最后一句众人都犯罪
And the last one say all men sin.
这个不是亚当罪的传下来
Not the inhabitant of Adam sin.
是你自己也犯罪
But you yourself sin.
这叫做本罪
That is your own sin.
所以原罪是代表所给我们的地位
But the original sin is the position we've been represented.
本罪是我们每一个人自己所犯的罪
And also the sin that you have you, conduct, you committed yourself.
在亚当里
In Adam,
我们都成为罪。
We all sin.
现在我只有讲一节。
Only one verse I've said.
现在你再读这一节，你就很明白了。
You read one more time this verse.
我们大家再来读这一节。一二三，
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，
死又是从罪来的，于是死
就
临
到
众
人，
因
为
众
人
都
犯了罪。
明白了
？Understand now.
现在把众人改成你的名字，好吗？我众人我就改从容，啊，他就改建安，你就改太平。我不知道你名叫什么。啊，一二三，这就如
罪
是
从
一
人
入
了
世
界，
死
又
是
从
罪
来的，
于
是
死就
临
到从容，因
为
从容也
犯
罪。好，现在把一人改成亚当
，so that one man is into Adam，
众人改成我们。一二三，
这就如
罪
是从
亚
当
入
了世界，
死
又
是
从
罪
来的，
以
是
死
就
临
到
我们，
因为
我们
都犯了罪。
好，现在明白这节圣经意思。
I understand the meaning of this verse now.
我们下个礼拜
next week
要继续讲这一段的东西。
We'll continue to preach on this passage.
我盼望这些圣经的要义呢。
I hope that the meaning of this verse
生根建造在你的心灵深深
be rooted in the spirit
让你一生一世在基督教教义上所花的功夫
so that in your whole life your study of the doctrine of Christianity
是不容易被人打
will not be easily shaken
动摇
will not be shaken
感谢上
praise the Lord
我们低头祷告
we shall bow head for prayers